it aliens? Was it demons? Or is it military equipment? We're talking about the Las Vegas incident that happened about 11 months or so ago. There are some updates to it. If you're not familiar with it, we are going to start from the beginning and go over some reports from 911 about 11 months ago when they received a call about some object, you know, that was seen in the sky and landed in someone's backyard. And they go to the backyard and they see these tall 10-foot creatures. They have a little bit of video, footage of it. We're going to take a look at that. But then there's some follow-ups to this since about 3 weeks or so ago. Some more information has come out about what has happened to this family since then that maybe sheds light on what occurred about 11 months ago. And again, was it aliens? Was it demons? Is it high-tech military equipment? Is it a hoax? Let's see if we can figure it out together. This will be a fun one. I'm going to share my screen. Let's see if we can dive into some of the footage here. Let's see. Okay. This is 911 call released for a report of UFO crash aliens in Las Vegas. Sounds fun. Let's check it out.
Okay, what's going on over there?
Okay, lady. Me, my dad, and my brother, we're working at a truck in our backyard, and we have a big lot outside, right? Correct?
Okay.
We were working, and we just see in a corner of our eye something fall down from the sky, and it was with light, and when it hit down, it was like a big impact, and we felt it. We felt like an energy, and then we hear like a lot of footsteps near us, and then we have a big equipment, and we see, and there's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us. And it's
that's a little creepy. And by the way, there are multiple people who reported seeing this light in the sky at the same time. There is some video footage of it that we'll take a look at in just a second.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually we're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes.
So he says they look like aliens. Big eyes. Big mouth. 8 to 10 feet tall. Two of them.
And they're not human. 100% they're not human.
Okay, so not human. All right, so we got that. There is a little bit of footage from the police officers who were called to the scene. And one of the police officers did witness the phenomena in the sky, the light, which is why they were intrigued whenever they were called to come and check on this disturbance. So here it is. A family in Las Vegas claiming an unidentified object fell from the sky into their backyard. The family reported to police that two large figures were in the backyard shortly thereafter. Wowzers.
Did you see it?
I don't know. I'm so nervous right now. I have butterflies, bro. Everyone thought a shooting star, then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
Me and my brother, we just
looked. Did you see it?
Huh?
Did you see it?
Yeah, me and him saw it.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like around 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
Can we go?
You heard that clicking noise? Maybe that was the alien on camera. Did you hear it? Maybe that was what that was.
Yeah, too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big.
Yeah, that's what the alien sounded like in Star Trek The Next Generation, at least on one episode, so.
Like a big, something with light?
Can we go that
side? Weird. Just the fact that our partner saw something at the same exact time.
All right, so it says police reacted. I'm sorry, redacted the body cam footage from the backyard since it is considered private property.
If those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? Deal with it yourself. That I ain't dealing with that.
Officers conducted a preliminary investigation and searched the neighborhood, but closed the event a few days later as unfounded.
Hey, this might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky? Like, if you see any, like, little, well, not little in this case. They're claiming,
I think he was going to say little green men.
8 to 9 foot tall green beings that were in their backyard. Sounds.
They were green, though. Okay. All right. Let's see what else we got here. This is a CBS report, Aliens in Vegas. Family claims to see non-human beings. Let's check it out.
All right, now take a look at this Las Vegas police body cam footage from last month.
Now here is the light. Now, did you see that interesting angle it just did there? It was going horizontally. Then all of a sudden, it takes a really sharp turn and descends. Watch that.
Vegas police body cam footage from last month. The video shows a green flash across the sky. There it is.
And that came just after a family made a 911 call claiming to see non-humans crashed in their backyard. Okay, we're going to play some of that call and interaction with this.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us.
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like a long 10 feet tall.
I have many questions. The police conducted an investigation for several days. That investigation has since closed and ended with no concrete answers. Okay, so...
an 8-foot tall person.
Right.
Big eyes.
And that answers your question, John MC. He says, 8 to 9 foot tall green beings or green beings? In this case, green beings. But it wouldn't be any weirder if it were 8 to 9 foot tall green beans at this point. I think it would just be equally as weird as it already is.
Staring at the flash in the sky.
Well, and the fact that they went through and actually interviewed the people, you know, with a follow-up, that suggests obviously the family thought they had seen something. And so I just wonder if there were other, I would imagine they've scanned to see if there are other camera positions and vantage points where they could have seen something. But giant question mark, I guess, from that.
Yeah, very giant question mark. Let's see if one of the witnesses can shed light on the situation for us. This is from 11 months ago, Angel Las Vegas, and he gives about a 7-minute explanation of the situation. Let's check it out.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my channel. This is my first video. I'm here to tell you what happened to me on May 1st, 2023. I'm trying to explain the best of my abilities. This is not a conspiracy theory. I'm not making this story up for clout or fame. I just want to tell you what happened to me and my family. And I know some people are not going to believe this, but each person is different. So this is what happened to me. Keep in mind, this is midnight and I'm fixing a truck in my backyard. At this point, I'm only with my brother and I hear something.
I wish I knew how to fix trucks. That'd be awesome. I wish I could spend my midnight doing mechanic work. I'm absolute trash when it comes to anything related to mechanics. I'm so envious of mechanics because it's just an area that I know nothing about.
Something fall from the sky. I turn around. The only thing I see is a big light falling from the sky. And moments after, I feel a big impact and a bang, sort of like a big impact.
Sure.
And me and my brother looked at each other and we were scared, but when that impact happened, it was sort of like a shock wave. like an out-of-body experience. So to say, when I tried to look at the object, it was all blurry. Not my vision, but only the backyard area. And I hear...
Wow, he is adjusting the camera a lot. we're about to see some video footage of that blurry being. So stay tuned for that.
Thousands of footsteps around me, and maybe a couple seconds later, the blurriness was gone.
And stop here's... adjusting the camera. It's good. It's good. It's good. I promise. It's good.
Here's the footage of the body, the police officer's body cam. And here's the object I'm referring to, the light. Video. Here's a...
That's pretty weird.
Ring camera video. You could hear the bang. This is around the neighborhood. So here's the video.
Let's see that one more time, though.
And here's the object I'm referring to, the light. Video. Here's a ring camera video. You could hear the bang. This is around the neighborhood. So here's the video.
I don't know. That sounds like some kind of sound effect that you can grab from YouTube. One of those archaic sound effects that tries to imitate a bomb or something. I don't know.
Here's a ring camera video. You could hear the bang. This is around the neighborhood. So here's the video.
I mean, yeah, the audio on ring cameras aren't that great. So maybe could be legit. Wouldn't there be like an impact site, you know, like a hole in the ground or something that you could show us?
So when that happened, the only thing I can see in the backyard is a tall creature, probably around 8-10 feet tall, very thin. So I called my dad. He went to the backyard and he saw the same thing, the same creature I saw. He told me to go inside the house. At this point, we all freaking out, me and my family. And here's the video where we were in the backyard area. You cannot see it too good on camera, but it's there. Here's the video.
¡Ay! ¡Permisor! ¡Calmundarela, me encantó les bar eso! ¡Cállo, cherro, que chulica! ¡Cállo, cherro!
Moments after the video, me and my brother went to go pick up my tools. Then my brother calls me, and he told me shakingly, look behind the forklift. So I look. Keep in mind, I'm facing the forklift, and then I see the alien creature. So when I saw it, it was a tall, skinny, lengthy creature. He was a gray, greenish color, and when I looked at it in the eyes, my body just froze. Like the same way, the same experience as having sleep paralysis. Keep in mind, I'm staring at him and I look at his whole body and he has a weird looking feet and a big face and eyes and you can see a big mouth. And I could hear his loud, deep breathing and I could see his stomach moving. He would just stare at me. Seconds later, I could start moving again. And I start running towards the house. That's when I call 911 and here's a 911 call.
Oh, great. So we're about to hear the 911 call. What do y'all say? I want to hear in the chat. Should we invite him on the show? Have him tell his story here on RNT? Because I want to hear more than this. It's only 7 minutes long. I want to hear more details, especially in light of the interview that he gave 3 weeks ago, which we're about to see here in a moment. I want to talk to this guy. So what do y'all think? Should we get him on? Let's see if we can do it. Hello. Would you be interested in coming on my show, Reason and Theology, to discuss this in more detail? If so, email me at reasonandtheology@gmail.com. Thanks. Let's see what he says. and let's like my own comment, hoping that that will help boost it in the algorithm so it will bring it more further to the top so that he'll see it. Y'all go and hit that like button on it as well. This is for his video, Angel Las Vegas, May 1st, 2023. I had aliens in my backyard, part one. Hit that like button, go over here and hit reply and reply underneath it as well. And say, yes, yes, you need to come on Reason and Theology. Let's do it.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it and another one beside it, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird. You're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Okay. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the police to come, and you could hear footsteps in the backyard area. And a loud whispering, like you could hear whisperings. We were in the living room area. You could hear footsteps on the roof.
Some are saying they don't see my comment there. It's not there? Hold on. Let's refresh it. Go back to where we were. And let's see if my comment's there. It's not there. It's gone. Maybe because of the reason of theology at gmail.com. All right, let me not put the email in there. Y'all go to that comment, see if it pops up. Let's see. Mm-hmm. It's not there. Are you kidding me? Come on. Oh, well. Well, we're going to somehow have to tag Angel in this, or y'all just comment on his thing saying, hey, Michael Lofton is inviting you to come on Reason and Theology to talk about this in more detail, because I want to hear more, especially in light of that new interview that we're about to see. That's what really has me intrigued more than the alien stuff. I'm more intrigued about the stuff we're about to see here in a moment. That's where I have some questions. But yeah, let's see if we can get them on. Put some comments there. It's not letting me comment. YouTube's always hating on me. Basically shadow banning my comments that I put on other people's channels. I've noticed that, by the way. I've noticed every single time I comment, doesn't show up. Okay, let's continue, though. Let's go back to where we were.
Other ones inside.
And a loud whispering, like you could hear whisperings. We were in the living room area. You could hear footsteps on the roof. So we waited a little bit for the police. When they arrived, they told me what I told them what I saw. And they were kind of freaked out. Here's the body cam of the officer.
And now, it's more than an hour after that bright light. Officers meeting up with the caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like around 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or
they see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
What I saw right now, I do believe in it.
Police walk into the backyard to investigate, but Metro...
So they went in the backyard, and one of the officers pointed at the floor, and it was a perfect circle. Here's a photo of the circle I'm referring to.
Huh. I don't know. That doesn't seem like that would be consistent with some kind of crash landing, but I'm no expert here.
Keep in mind, two officers came in my house, and one of them started running to his car, driving around the neighborhood, asking passing cars if they saw light.
What's clear? They're taking this call seriously.
Hey, this might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky?
Asking others what they saw.
I would normally discount it as nothing. However, seeing as one of my partners said they saw it too, only reason I'm actually investigating it further.
Goosebumps and freaking out.
I heard that clicking sound again, by the way. I don't know what's going on with that.
He started investigating that he told me his partner, she saw a light falling from the sky. He told me he believes me because her partner reported that she saw the same light as me. Now we're walking the front yard. Then the other officer came here. Here's a video of him talking to my family.
If those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? Deal with it yourself. That I ain't dealing with that.
So moments before they left, one of the officers told me, if I see the thing again, to don't call him, just shoot him. And you can hear in the video. Here's the video.
Well, in fairness, he didn't say just shoot him. He said deal with it yourself. He didn't say shoot him, but maybe you can interpret him that way.
If those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? Deal with it yourself. That I ain't dealing with that.
So they left, and we went inside the house, and we started praying. As we're praying, you could hear a loud human-like scream in the backyard.
Now, this is where it gets a little more interesting, right? And this is going to relate a little bit more to what we're about to hear in the interview about 3 weeks ago. Listen to the turn of events here.
I ain't dealing with that.
So they left, and we went inside the house, and we started praying. As we're praying, you could hear a loud human-like scream in the backyard. This is what happened to me on May 1st, 2023. I hope you guys...
Wouldn't the Ring camera have picked up that sound of the screaming? I don't know. Just a thought. But, okay. All right, so we're getting a little bit of a sneak peek for a plot twist here.
You guys kind of understand what happened to me. I know it's hard to believe, but I saw what I saw. And it's kind of going viral. That's why I'm here to explain the story. I did an interview with journalist Doc Papa. I'm going to put his video in the description.
All right. Y'all tried to get him on the show because I don't seem to be able to comment. Okay. All right. So we see that. Now check this video footage out. This is analyzed by an expert who's going to weigh in on whether or not the video footage showing the shadowy figure in the backyard is legitimate footage or somehow, you know, photoshopped.
Here he is on his YouTube channel, Crime Scene, discussing what he calls the entity in the family's backyard.
We can take a video and look at whether or not there is an artificial artifact added to it or not.
So look over here at the top right.
And in this case, we can definitively say to a...
Now you see now a figure walks up right here. And it's a shadowy, blurry, tall figure.
Degree of scientific certainty that this entity, this thing in the video, is there in the physical reality in which the Kenmore family is also there. Like, this is so critical because you can clearly see through the slots in the fence that there is a leg motion moving from the right to the left side of the screen. And clearly it is behind there. So this isn't just like a head floating in space. This is a head of that is somehow that does not have full opacity, that the opacity of the head of the shadow is only at about 33% opacity versus a normal shadow, which would be at 100% opacity, or an object in the screen, which is at 100%. And this isn't anything that you did. It's just what you were able to determine, that this shadow being, or this being in the shadows, possibly creating its own shadow or smoky filter or cloaking a technique, is not only cloaking itself from the people there, but cloaking itself from the camera itself, in that it's minimizing our ability to identify pixels inside of that shadow.
I'm joined now by UFO.
Okay, so maybe we need to get him on as well. This is the guy who analyzed the footage. All right, now that was pretty much 11 months ago. Now we're getting an update 3 weeks ago about the situation, and here we get the plot twist.
Alex, good to see you. I have to...
Kenmore family is actually growling at him, freaking them about other paranormal during our exclusive conversation. Take a listen.
You mentioned paranormal activity. What exactly did you see?
Well, I was in another room. My brother called me, and there was a upside down cross, and there was a Jesus statue in it. They ripped Jesus out of it, they threw him like across the room, and it was floating upside down.
All right, so he has a crucifix with Jesus on it. It was in the room. The Jesus on it is thrown across the room, and then the cross flips upside down and begins to float.
Are you saying floating in the air?
Yeah, like in the air. It was floating upside down.
What did you do? I mean, did you go pick it up? Did you knock it down? Like,
how? No, I didn't do nothing. I was just sitting there. I was crazy. I was like, what?
But how did it come down? It's not still floating right now, is it?
No, no, it came down. So we got closer to it and then dropped.
It fell to the ground. A crucifix.
Yeah.
Floating in the air, upside down. The Jesus on the crucifix had been ripped off.
Yeah.
And it was floating.
So I guess this is a plot twist because, okay, if we go with the military, I mean, first of all, this is all assuming that the guy isn't lying, right? Now, if it were just him, we could easily say, well, he's lying, but then there are other people who witnessed other things that are going on here. So it's a little bit harder to say, oh, well, he's just making it up. So we're going to have to put that one to the side. Military equipment, that might make some sense, aside from maybe growling, aside from they're praying and they begin to hear a human scream in the backyard and floating crucifixes. You know, military tech, I don't think would really... account for that, which would of course lead us to demons, right? which is a little funny, right? Because we always hear in these discussions, people in these debates, you know, going back and forth, is it aliens or is it demons, you know? And there's this one group out there that thinks, you know, oh, it could only be an alien. There's another group out there that thinks, oh, aliens aren't real. It could only be demons. And then there's another group out there that thinks it could be either. You know, aliens could be real. Demons are real. Then there's other groups out there that think it's neither. You know, there aren't aliens. There aren't demons. But I'm trying to explore, like, all possibilities. He's just lying, doesn't make sense. Military equipment doesn't account for this other phenomenon. So I'd have to put it in the category of if this really is authentic and it really is the way he's describing. It sounds to me like it might be more demonic than aliens because I don't see aliens having some kind of preoccupation with crucifixes. I don't see that one. But there's more to it. Listen.
Yeah. And you can say definitively, without lies, that that is what you saw.
Yes, yes. Sorry, God, that's what I saw.
Okay, and what about the Bible? What did you tell me about
the Bible? Oh, yeah, the Bible. So I was chilling normal. There was just a Bible just going like this, flipping the pages. But it was, like, steady. Like, it wasn't because of the air. It was steady. Like, somebody was holding it. As soon as I got close to it, it dropped again.
This is inside your house, not outdoors. No,
no, it's inside, yeah.
No wind factor.
So it sounds like the Bible's floating and flipping through pages, got close to it, and it drops, kind of like the crucifix thing. Okay.
There. But the page is steadily turning on a Bible.
Yeah.
And you have the same justification for that as well? Demonic presence?
Yeah.
Now, again, if this were military equipment, I don't think they would have any concern about Bibles. If this were aliens, I don't think they would have any concern for a Bible. But if it were demons, that would make sense. Or he's lying and making it up, right? That's a possibility that maybe he's lying and making all this up and adding it to an event that everybody else witnessed. It's a possibility, but it's like, you know, I don't know. Though that's a possibility, I don't know. That doesn't account for what other people did witness. But it is possible that people witnessed something, and then he's just adding this in line. But I'd like to talk to him, you know, assuming that he's not making any of this up. I'd like to talk to him and ask him some more questions about this phenomenon.
The pages of the Bible were moving on their own, and an actual crucifix hanging upside down.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a couple of priests come over to the house, pray over the house, and everything seems to be normal.
So he says we had a few priests come to the house and pray over the house, and now everything seems to be normal. Look, if that's true, that would also lend itself to the theory that this is demons. Now, if he's making all this up, I think it would be pretty easy to find out, you know, if no priest actually went to his house. You know, if the archdiocese, I assume Las Vegas is an archdiocese, I don't know, I'd have to go look, but if the diocesan chancery, you know, the chancery office, you know, if they never heard of him and haven't sent any exorcists or priests out there, I suppose we could verify his words that way. But if they say, yeah, we did send somebody out there and it really did, you know, change some things, then okay, that lends more to this theory. But I think that if he were making up this part, he wouldn't add that factor in. He wouldn't say we had some priests come. I don't think he would, because that makes it a little bit more verifiable. His claims are a little bit harder to dismiss at that point. But if you were lying, you wouldn't want to add those kinds of details because people could relatively easily find out if a priest came or not.
Again,
are you connecting all these things together, everything you saw in your backyard, to the things you've experienced over the past few months?
Yeah.
By the way, we could always ask him which priest came out. And when he gives us a name, you go and contact that priest. Hey, did you come out to his house and did you pray? So this is why I think that he believes what he's saying.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, I think so. I still have an explanation of what it is, you know, still pretty weird. And I have no clue what it is.
What did the priest say when they actually came to your house?
They're saying that it might be fallen angels.
So, of course, the theory that it's demons, you know, would be aligned with the fallen angels theory that a priest would propose, given that demons are fallen angels. I know some people contest that theologically, but I think from the Catholic position, there's no way to contest that. It seems like the catechism also confirms that demons are fallen angels. So that's where that's where this seems to be coming from.
Like demons or fallen angels, something like that.
Fallen angels inside your home.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
All right, so you see that thing walk up, like right on the side, right over here. Watch that again.
Like demons or fallen angels, something like that.
Fallen angels inside your home.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
That is pretty weird, right? You know, to see something pop up on the side of the screen like that.
How does it make you feel about living?
That's the moment that everyone runs out. As soon as that little thing pops up on the side, that's when everyone runs out. My question is, where's the rest of this video footage? Because surely you wouldn't stop filming at that moment.
Still.
Right now, I feel good. You know, there's a lot of time priests come over. But yeah, but you know, whatever happened on last year, May, that was pretty scary, man. I was pretty traumatized and stuff like that.
What does that look like to you? You said you're traumatized. I don't want to make you relive it.
Yeah.
What is that like?
Pretty bad, man. You can't sleep, you know. Not to sound like a crybaby, but, you know, you cry most of the time when you think about it. You get flashbacks. You know, not a good
Yeah, if he were making this up, I don't think he would throw out that additional information that he cries about it when he thinks about it. That's just not something, because that makes him more vulnerable, right? It's kind of like, you know, if the gospel authors were just making up what they were describing, they wouldn't include stories like Peter betraying Jesus, you know? It's just not what you would want to include. If you're making up a story because it makes you look bad, it makes your Your friends look bad. So, yeah, I don't know. That seems like information he would not add if he were just making this up.
Not a good experience.
With all the paranormal activity happening inside your house, are you thinking about moving away?
Oh, yeah. Soon I'll move away from this house, yeah.
Everybody or just you?
Everybody, I think.
You guys are done with this place?
Yeah.
What do you say to the people who believe that your family just made this whole thing up to try to get attention?
They could believe whatever they want, you know. I'm not doing it for fame. If I did it for fame, I would be on YouTube and stuff like that, doing more videos. But I don't care, guys. I just went on TikTok and YouTube, made my story.
And while we certainly have Angel's story.
Well, that was a little rude of them to cut him off mid-sentence, but okay.
To go off of, other people here in this neighborhood have also filled in some of the gaps and some of the things that they found freaky about that night that those two unidentified beings were seen by the Kenmore family in their backyard. For example, a guy who lives just right down the street just saw us out here on the side of the road and began talking to us, and he remembered that night as well. He said that for some bizarre reason, his TV all of a sudden stopped working at that time, that his surveillance cameras no longer were working, his lights were shutting off. So,
I mean, it's not limited to one person making these claims. There's other people who are saying they experienced something that night as well.
All of this together, the Kenmore sighting, what the neighbors are reporting, not to mention what those Las Vegas police officers saw on those body-worn cameras, that flash of light streak across the sky 39 minutes before that 911 call. It really is an unexplainable phenomenon happening here in Las Vegas.
Thank you for watching.
All right, so based on the little information that I have, if I had to put it in one category, it sounds a little bit more like demons than anything else. And I'm reluctant to say that because it falls into that stereotype. but I don't know. If everything he said is true, it sounds a little bit more like that than anything. Then again, it could be all made up. You know, maybe it's high tech from the government, but that doesn't account for this other stuff that we're hearing about, you know, Bibles and crucifixes and stuff like that. And the phenomena has ceased since the priests have come out. So I have to reluctantly throw my lot in with that camp on this one. But I want to hear from y'all. What do y'all think? Put your comments there in the comment section and reach out to, I guess his name is Angel. That's what it is. And the handle there on YouTube. Reach out to him. See if he'll come on Reason and Theology, because I want to ask him more questions specifically related to the house blessing, house exorcism, all that stuff. I want to find out more information there. So let's see if we can get him on. Have him contact me at reasonandtheology@gmail.com. Monica says, I don't detect any deception in his telling of the story. I agree. That doesn't mean that he isn't lying, and I don't think you're saying otherwise, but I agree. I don't detect any immediate intention to deceive. I agree. Yeah. Let's see. Johnny says, I'm convinced James White is an alien. Monica says, demons are masters at creating illusions. Great Wall says, some predator type stuff. Musicless says, is there someone from the church who could come in and investigate and confirm? Usually an exorcist could, yes. Let's see. I thought in a previous stream you said that exorcists are typically not identified, unless I'm remembering incorrectly. Well, it may be the case in some territories and in relation to possessions. But I think we could get a name on this one. Let's see. Archie says, I saw Lofton character assassination in other Catholic channel. I don't know what that means. People attempting to assassinate my character. Nothing new there. Just another day in the office. I don't understand why you so flippantly laugh, though. Well, the reason why I'm flippantly laughing at this situation is because the conclusion of Demons does fall into a comical stereotype that has become kind of a meme at this point. and now I'm lending myself to that stereotype. So insofar as I do that, it's comical. Now, obviously, a situation of Demons in and of itself is not comical. I'm laughing at me being a stereotype. That's what I'm laughing at. I thought that was pretty clear. I thought I explained that. let's see. Musical.ly says, if you're trying to get sympathy, you would say you would cry about it. Yeah, no. No, I don't think so. I think there's other ways to get sympathy without making yourself, you know, appear weaker by mentioning that. By the way, I don't think that somebody's weak because they cry. I'm just saying that that is going to be something that people tend to conclude, perhaps unjustly, but a lot of people will conclude that you're weak if you cry. And therefore, I think the average person just won't appeal to that. And so it does kind of lend support to what he says. Monica, nervous laughter? No, I'm not on my part. I'm not nervous. Great Wall says, I have seen lots of YouTube channels that had rude thumbnails about you and calling you a sophist. Funny, because the people who call me sophists are themselves sophists. It's quite hilarious watching them engage in sophistry, trying to say that I'm engaging in sophistry. Yeah, it's pretty weak stuff. Instead of actually engaging my content, they go for character assassination. You know, I think people see it for what it is. So you've pretty much lost at that point if that is what you have to resort to. This commenter says, I'm still a Reformed Protestant. I used to be Reformed myself, but I've recently changed my views that Catholics are outside of the faith, and I've come to believe that there are a lot of sincere brothers and sisters who are Catholic. Okay, well, that's great. Hey, that's a step in the right direction, and stick around the channel. Glad to help in any kind of way if you are interested, and there's plenty of other people here who are formerly Reformed and now Catholic in the comment section. We're willing to help, but glad to have you on board. Sounds like you're heading in the right direction. Keep it up. Shell says, was it aliens, demons, trick question? Las Vegas, is it real? That's funny. Ramsey says, it's funny how the naysayers get into groups to naysay Michael. That's funny. Yeah, look, I think my work speaks for itself, so I don't have to defend myself against this nonsense. Great Wall says military could have done weird things to throw off suspicion, but that's conspiracy theory stuff. What about a ghost? Great Wall says. I don't know. What strikes me as most relevant is the stuff about the crucifix and the Bible. You know, those are pretty pretty specific details that would lend themselves to the demons theory. I can't believe someone would stay in that house after that. Well, it's a relatively common thing for people who experience this sort of thing. Relatively common. Last time I checked, Monica says military doesn't rip off crucifixes off walls and turn pages of the Bible. That's why I think there's, you know, kind of a plot twist here. You know, I would have gone with alien technology until this. So, yeah. Aliens found out that those Las Vegas buffets are lit, so they decided to land there. I hear. I hear about those buffets, but I don't know. I went to Vegas, I don't know, maybe 6-7 months ago. I was in Vegas, and I didn't get a chance to do the buffets. I did get to go to Gordon Ramsay's place, though. That was pretty cool. Way overpriced, by the way. Have I ever had experiences with ghosts, aliens, and so on? Not that I can think of. Not that I can think of. Everything else, everything that I could think of can be explained naturally. So, no, I can't say that I have. I'll get back to you if I think of something. But, no. Offhand, first blush, I can't say that I have. I've encountered people that may have been possessed, but as far as directly observing preternatural phenomena or observing something that appears to be an alien, I would have to say no. So Great Wall says, I saw a ghost once. It was terrifying. I need to hear your story. You need to tell me. I want to hear this. Put it in the comment section. We need more details. In fact, I invited my viewers a while back. It was probably 2 years ago. And I invited y'all to submit some videos to me about your experiences. And then I reviewed some of those on a video. You know, that was maybe two, three years ago, somewhere around there. It was something like that. But I need to hear more, Great Wall. You need to tell us about this ghost story of yours. This sounds intriguing. I definitely want to hear it. Monica says you need to bring Angel on. Let's do it. You saw me twice try to comment on this thing. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with YouTube. I notice that continues to happen. So y'all need to comment, tell them, hey, Reason of Theology, Michael Lofton wants to get you on. Let's talk. We need to talk, especially about that exorcism or the house blessing. Need to have a discussion there. Swoosh seconds that. All right. Well, hey, then go to the comment section on his channel. I think it was Angel Las Vegas is the name of his channel. Go comment. See if you can find contact information for them. Track them down. Google censors a lot these days, not just you. Very well could be the case. I doubt very seriously it's a conspiracy against me. So, yeah, it's likely something like that. How can fallen angels materialize to make themselves visible? I don't know, because I can't explain how God became man. I don't know. Don't know. The scripture seems to indicate that that happens. So how? Don't know. I'll accept divine revelation by faith. Even if I don't understand the logistics. Great Wall says, it'll sound fake if I just write it in the chat, but I'll say it. I was in middle school at my grandma's house, and I was laying in bed upstairs. A little person in a KKK outfit ran across the landing and was laughing in a super creepy way and jumped through the mirror at the end of the hall. This is definitely a story I need to hear. I have a lot of questions for you, Great Wall. Maybe you need to come on the channel and we can talk. Email me. Let's talk. ReasonToTheology@gmail.com. This sounds like it might be worth a whole show. I need more. let's see. Okay. Mew says you just have to sort by newest first, and the comment comes up. Oh, does it? Uh-huh. Let's see. So it was Angel, Las Vegas. Trying to find it. Well, I can't find his channel. Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay. I see he only has one video. Okay. That does also lend to the view that he's not just trying to get rich, because the guy has only one video on his YouTube channel. It has a million views, but you would think if he's trying to get rich, he'd be cranking out more content. To only have one video tells me, look, he just wanted to get the information out. That's it. Okay. All right. I see my comment. Bam. Okay. And I see V Hope said, good idea. Okay. Y'all go there and thumb it up and put in the comment section that you second that motion and you want him to come on the show, because I want to talk to him. Do you think the Nephilim really come from fallen angels? It's the best interpretation of Genesis 6 and others that I've seen. And I'm aware of the competing theories of interpretation. My dad and grandpa had some KKK connections before my mom and dad got together. I see. That's interesting. I need to hear more about this story, Great Wall. I know you can't put a whole lot in the comment section it's going to take forever to type. I get that. But you need to contact me, reasonoftheology@gmail.com. We need to talk. I need to hear more. I'm with Augustine, thinking the sons of man were Adam's line. It's a weak theory. It's a really weak theory that doesn't seem to account for 2 Peter and also Jude. It doesn't sufficiently account for those passages. So I'm not buying Augustine's interpretation there. He also made a TikTok video pleading for people to leave them alone. Well, I certainly won't be harassing him. I know you're going to say, but you told everybody to go and comment. Yes, in a non-harassing way. Not going to be harassing the guy, but I do want to get him on the show if he's interested. The Nephilim were celestials. Arg, but how do fallen angels do that? Tell me how God became man, and then I will give you an answer on how that happens. I do. May have to do another viewer parallel experiences for Halloween since the channel has gotten bigger. Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Let's see. Could they do it again? Let's go to 2 Peter. Let's see. Let me find the verse. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains. And by the way, it's Tartarus when it says hell there. and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until judgment. If he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others when he brought up a flood upon the world of the ungodly. Pretty odd thing to talk about, given that that's, you know, Genesis 6. And it's, you know, about fallen angels and the flood and all that. So, yeah. Anyways, the angels who sinned keeps them committed in Tartarus until the judgment. I'm going to go with a no, but some would argue, well, that's only for the angels who already did it. There's other fallen angels who haven't gone into the daughters of men, as Genesis 6 puts it. Maybe they can. That's a theory. Live long and prosper, P. Chuck says. Indeed. A Spock fan. We have a Spock fan here in the chat. I'm not knocking it. Do you think Bigfoot fits into the natural or supernatural? I've never looked into the Bigfoot thing. Sorry. Okay. Well, why did God say his spirit would not contend with man then and says man's ways were evil? Because man's ways were evil and corrupt. Not everybody was a Nephilim. You know, the Nephilim thing could be a very small percentage of people. Let's see. May I get an opportunity to work with you as a thumbnail designer or video editor? If you can work for free. I don't have the funds to hire you. I apologize. You have to be pro bono. the Mormons believe Bigfoot is Harry Caine. I don't know if that's accurate or if there is one Mormon position on that. Maybe that's true. I don't know. I don't know if that's what they believe. I certainly don't think that Caine is alive today. So I guess if somebody believes that, I wouldn't agree with them. let's see. The Lost Angels ended up in Los Angeles. Don't have any sources on this, but I always assume that Goliath and his brothers were part Nephilim. What does it say that they are part of the Rephaim, I think? And it describes the Rephaim as giants. Giants in the land. So maybe they were. I've heard people say that that's what Goliath was. Don't know if that can really be proven. I don't know what SCP-176 is, but that sounds like an awesome X-Files episode title. Anyways, was it aliens or demons? I want to hear from you. Put it in the comment section. Want to get your thoughts. If you think it's neither, put that in there. If you think it's alien equipment, put that in there. If you think he's lying, put that in there. And hopefully I'll be able to get him on the show and we can talk more about it in more detail. Thank y'all so much for watching. Hit the like button and the subscribe button. God bless.
Hey friends, do you want others to discover why the Catholic Church is the church that Jesus established? And do you want to help people make sense of all the confusion in the Catholic Church today? Help contribute to this mission by supporting Reason and Theology at patreon.com/reasonandtheology. By doing so, you'll also get access to exclusive content for patrons only. Also, if you want to deepen your faith, there are free ebooks and even courses that you can sign up for by visiting reason.podia.com. Hey friends, I'm now teaching as an adjunct professor at Catholic Polytechnic University, and I am excited to announce that we will be offering the first ever Magisterial Studies Certificate Program. It consists of three courses: an Introduction to the Magisterium, Councils, Dogmas, Canons, and Decrees, and Evaluating Magisterial Teachings. If you want to further your education and learn more about Catholic teaching authority, this is the program for you. Check out CatholicPolytechnic.org and click on the Certificate tab at the top to sign up for the course today.